Oregon counties pass Second Amendment sanctuary ordinances. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 18, 2020. Voters in Oregon's Columbia and Umatilla counties passed Second Amendment sanctuary ordinances during the November 3 elections. KGW 8 reports that the ordinances are intended to prevent county officials from enforcing most state, federal, and local firearm regulations, like background checks, firearm registration or tracking, and laws regarding open or concealed carry, among others. The wording in the Columbia County Ordinance, Measure 5-278, also says, "This ordinance would prevent Columbia County and its employees from devoting resources or participating in any way in the enforcement of any law or regulation that affected an individual's right to keep and bear arms, firearm accessories, or ammunition." 62% of Umatilla voters supported passage of the Second Amendment Sanctuary Ordinance, while 50.78% voted for passage in Columbia County. In the spring of 2019, 25 of New Mexico's 33 counties declared Second Amendment status in opposition to a gun control push by Democrat Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. Counties and local governments in Virginia began declaring Second Amendment sanctuary status following the November 2019 elections that gave Democrats control of that state. The Democrats responded to zero their election victory by pledging more gun control, and by January 7, 2020, 118 local governments in Virginia had declared Second Amendment sanctuary status. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.